In this Windows Server App Fabric video, we will look at domain security. The concepts of domain security build upon concepts described in the previous video entitled simply Security. If you have not seen that video yet, you may want to take a look at that before looking at the video on domain security. Here we will quickly review the App Fabric conceptual security roles as they were discussed in the previous video. The administrator's conceptual role is the highest level of permissions. Users in this role can manage and control running applications and system services. Users in the observer's conceptual role are users who can view properties and information of running applications. IaaS application pool identities of the web applications and services that are managed by AppFabric make up the user's role. There are some key fundamental differences between domain security and local machine security. The local machine AS administrators and AS observers groups that are created by setup will not be used in the domain security model. It is important to configure domain security groups and users before you run AppFabric configuration. Note that AppFabric installation and configuration programs do not create any domain groups or users for you. As the administrator, you will have to do them all manually. Let's look at the three main Windows domain security principles. Remember that when you use domain security, you'll be creating these groups and users manually. Therefore, you can name them whatever you prefer. However, it is recommended that your names mimic those of the conceptual roles for AppFabric. For instance, to mimic the administrator's conceptual role, here we use the My Domain AS Administrators group. In the Domain Administrators group, users have the same privileges as the administrator's conceptual role. This applies to the monitoring and persistence database. A key user account associated with this group is the My Domain AS Administrator user. It's used for the event collection service and the workflow management service, and is a member of the My Domain AS Administrators group in this situation. The My Domain AS Observers group mimics the observer's conceptual role for both the monitoring and persistence databases. IaaS application pool identities in the user's conceptual role, in this case, are housed in the My Domain AS Users group. Users in this group will be granted permissions only in the persistence database. A key user account in this group is the My Domain AS User account. My Domain AS User account is used for the identity of the AppFabric app pools and is a member of the My Domain AS Users group. Let's take a look at some of these accounts in the Active Directory domain. As mentioned previously, the AS Administrators and AS Observers accounts that are created by setup are not used in a domain situation. Let's take a look at some of the accounts we have created manually that will be used in the domain. The My Domain AS Administrator account is a member of the My Domain AS Administrators group. Additionally, the My Domain AS User account is a member of that group as well. You can see the other accounts we created, the My Domain AS Observer and My Domain AS Observers, of which My Domain AS Observer is a member. My Domain AS Users contains the My Domain AS User account. This is used again for the persistence database for the IaaS web applications. These accounts are used when we configure the AppFabric monitoring store configuration and persistence store configuration. For instance, when running the configuration wizard, you notice down here in the administrator section, the reader section, the writer section, that these accounts are all used. If we look at the application pool that's used for hosting our AppFabric service and applications, we can see right here the identity of this application pool is AppFabric being the domain, My Domain AS User. So My Domain AS User here is used as the identity of this application pool. Remember, this is a member of the My Domain AS Users group in the domain, which in turn gives special permissions to the applications in the persistence database. Let's take a look within the monitoring database in the SQL Server as to where these users and groups match up. Here you can see the My Domain AS Administrators, My Domain AS Observers, and My Domain AS Users as valid users in the Application Server Monitoring Database. If you look down here at some of the roles, we'll see their use as well. For instance, the AS Monitoring DB Reader role. It shows the My Domain AS Administrators and My Domain AS Observers role membership. We need to also configure the event collection service and the workflow management service for a domain account as well. Within the Windows Server App Fabric Configuration Wizard, when it comes to configuring the hosting services, you'll have the option to configure these accounts. In this case here, we configure the App Fabric Event Collection Service account using the My Domain AS Administrator account. In turn, we'll run the service as the My Domain AS Administrator identity. One last thing to remember as far as the Event Collection Service and the Workflow Management Service is to be sure to grant the policy of logon as a service. It must be granted to the logon account assigned to the two services. In this case, we're talking about the My Domain AS Administrator user account, which is a member of the My Domain AS Administrator group. It allows the security principal to log on as a service. To configure this policy, bring up the Local Security Policy snap-in, expand Local Policies, Users' Right Management, select Logon as a Service. Here you can see the My Domain AS Administrators group has this right. Since the Event Collection Service and the Workflow Management Service all run as a My Domain AS Administrator account, which is in the My Domain AS Administrators group, this permission is granted. In this video, we looked at ways to create domain security groups, and domain security users. We looked at ways to apply those to App Fabric in the configuration. We also looked at ways to configure security for IIS application pool, for SQL Server roles and logins. And finally, we looked at the Event Collection Service and the Workflow Management Service and how to configure those correctly for domain security.